This is from Luke chapter 10. After this, the Lord chose 72 others. He sent them out in pairs. He sent them ahead of him into every town and place where he planned to go. And he said to them,
"There are a great many people to harvest, but there are only a few workers to harvest them. God owns the harvest. Pray to God that he will send more workers to help gather his harvest. You can go now, but listen. I am sending you, and you will be like sheep amongst wolves. Don't carry a purse, bag, or sandals. Don't stop to talk with people on the road. Before you go into a house, say, 'Peace be with this house.' If a peaceful man lives there, your blessing of peace will stay with him. If the man is not peaceful, then your blessing of peace will come back to you."
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. When I was at primary school, we used to have a little mini orchestra. And one or two of the children would get really exciting instruments like drums or trumpets. And the rest of us would have little triangles and we'd stand there thinking, "Oh, I wish I had, I wish I was a bit more important." Now, Jesus, when he sends out 72, isn't just choosing the few special ones. He's actually saying, actually, all of us are involved in the sending out. All of us have got a part to play. We're not just doing the little boring bit in the corner. Every one of us is part of God's plan. Now, it struck me when I was thinking about doing the 72, I seem to remember 72 is in the 12 times table. Do you remember that? Along with 84 and 96. And I'm prepared this talk, so I know how many 12s 72 is. Can anyone remember how many 12s is 72? Glenys? 6. Well done. Well done. I just checked on my calculators. I'm absolutely sure. But it is. But the point is, 72 is a lot. It's more than just a few. And it's interesting that most of our congregation, that included us. Not just the one or two at the front. And that's the way I think Jesus does things. And it's true in church as well. Church work is not just about the one or two. It's not just about the vicar and the wardens and the youth worker and one or two particular people. Actually, Jesus sends each one of us out, every single one of us, to do his work out there. It's about the many. And that we've called this particular altogether service the one where everybody gets a go. Not just playing the triangle in the corner, but actually each one of us doing God's work. And what would they be doing? Now, for that, I wonder if you can just help me for a moment. Let's say I'm going on my holidays, just as an illustration. And I've got my bag, but I've got nothing in it so far. So I'd like some suggestions. Let's say, I don't know, I'm going to Tenerife, somewhere nice. So what would you pack in your bag? Can anyone think of what I'd pack? Some suggestion. Sun cream, good suggestion. We don't want to forget that. Sun cream goes in, good. Something else? Swimming suit, toothbrush. Oh, very practical congregation we've got here. Toothbrush, yes. Face mask, brilliant. Yes, yes, actually, if you can find one, yes. Thank you. What other suggestions will you put in my bag? Armbands. Armbands. Oh. Do you think the vicar can't swim? I see. Armbands. Yes. Anything else? Jill. Sorry? Bible. Oh, very good. Sunglasses. Flip-flops, thank you, Ray. Hat, good. Obviously, your stuff, your trousers, your shirt, your socks, pants, all that stuff would all go in. Books to read. You're thinking ahead, what am I going to need in this place? In it goes into the suitcase. Now, when Jesus sent his 72 out, he said to them, actually, I don't want you to take anything. Not even the things you would normally take with you. No purse, no bag, no sandals. In fact, Jesus was saying effectively, even the things you'd normally wear, don't worry, I'm not going to go too far. Just in case my wife's looking horrified at this point. Actually, Hayley's going to stand well clear of me with my socks on. But actually says, no, you're going to leave these behind. No sandals. Now, when you all came forward, I didn't suggest you all took your shoes off. But actually, the idea, just think of it. All of our shoes come off. Our purses go to one side. We've got no bag. We just go out as who we are. And what would that have said? Basically, it would be saying, each one of them is trusting in God that God will provide. They don't have enough. They don't have shoes. They're trusting that God will provide. They're trusting that God will provide them with food. And I wonder if you were an onlooker looking at these disciples going out thinking, my goodness, they've got nothing. They're incomplete. But actually, they're trusting that God is going to provide. Now, there are things that you and I can trust Jesus with. I'm not necessarily saying you should walk around Western Super Mare in your socks, although obviously you might want to. But actually, sometimes we're so frightened of what might happen, we don't dare to go out. But sometimes God calls us to go out, even if we don't quite feel complete. We haven't got all our stuff with us. We're not properly equipped. But God calls you and me out. And it's not just me as your vicar or one or two others like Hayley. Actually, it's all of us, all the 72 of us going out. So perhaps as we end this service, maybe to think about Jesus sending you out, not just to go home, but to go out, trusting visibly in him that he will provide.